that thing supposed to be, Lindsay?
A dictaphone.
Oh, she'll never use it. You've loved all this junk and never known it.
Vera, Mae can't go on living in a vacuum. She's got to have a project.
She's got a project. Now she's the tragic queen. And she's having such fun being miserable. All she's done for the past 2 years is wander around Europe, revisiting the places she'd been with Beau. 8 times she's climbed that lousy Matterhorn to toss rose petals down the glacier.
Well, she must have loved it.
Let's get some more of these dust covers off. The place looks like a moor.
You know, Vera, I'm a coward. I should have gone down to the boat to see her.
I haven't seen her since I dragged myself over for that funeral. Wasn't it just like me to keep him till I got there? Southern comfort.
Oh, yes, come in.
Me! My God, she can't have changed that much.
I'm from Speedo.
What?
I called the secretarial service. I want to let Mae know we're really serious about this thing. That we really mean business. Your name is?
Agnes Gooch.
Now, Miss Gooch, you'll be taking dictation from Mrs. Burnside. And she's a pretty fast talker.
Oh, Speedo won't let anybody else get to at least 100 berries a minute. I'm over 200.
You're not. Well, if Mae does any dictating, which I doubt, it'll be sprinkled with French, Egyptian, Japanese, and 4 letter words.
I don't think I'm going to
care. Now, Miss Scooch, this should be an interesting experience for you. Mrs. Burnside will pour out a flood of words and ideas, and you must soak them up. You'll be her sponge.
Oh, Lindsay, how can Mae write a book? She can barely sit still long enough to write a postcard.
Well, I've got someone to help her. Oh, good Lord, where is that fellow? I told him to be over here by 3 o'clock.
What fellow?
3 buses, that's the signal. Come on, we're going to surprise him.
Oh, you're acting like a schoolboy.
You, too!
Why did you ring, Patrick? Didn't you bring your key?
Of course, I forgot. Welcome home, Auntie Mae.
Dear old Beekman Place. But so loyal. No matter how far I go, it just sits here and waits for me. You know, I rather expected Vera to be at the boat.
I wouldn't let her come. I wanted to be all alone with you.
Patrick. Now open your presents. Every time I see you, you get taller and more grown up.
Golly, short pants at last. Can I try them on right now, Auntie Mae?
Right now. Right now.
Surprise, surprise, man.
Surprise, darling. Welcome home.
Vera!
Oh, and staunch stalwart Lindsay. How good of you both to rally round this bereft old woman.
Doesn't she look great? Mae, you look marvelous.
How can you tell? Mae, couldn't you have gone to purple by now?
Mae, I haven't seen you since the Huns took Rome. Oh, no. It was when the Bears took Wall Street.
Lindsay, that day was nirvana compared with what I've been through since. If I'd only jumped off the Matterhorn after him.
Now, Auntie Mae, what you need is a good stiff drink.
Oh, no, Patrick. There's no barbiturate for my grief. I've given up alcohol completely. And I haven't touched a drop since that St. Bernard brought me back to life. What's that?
Well, that's your typewriter and that's your dictaphone.
And what's that?
I'm your sponge.
going to write a book, and I'm going to publish it.
Oh, Lindsay, don't be ridiculous. The way I feel, I can hardly read a book, let alone write one.
All I want you to do is put yourself on paper. Your memoirs.
Why, nobody's had a more exciting life than you, Auntie Mae. Done more things. I think it'd be terrific.
And think of all the fascinating people you've known. Like me.
And it'll take your mind off things.
I see. This is some sort of conspiracy.
No, no.
Some chunked up occupational therapy like leathercraft or hooking rods.
I swear you, it can be a fascinating book. Why, it can easily be a bestseller.
My memoirs.
My memoirs! Patrick, you forgot my drink.
There's only seven cups.
Anything, dear, just make it a double. Oh, what a lovely, lovely idea. I see it in two volumes, don't you, Lindsay? Box, like
hold this. Hold it. Let's get something to bind first. Remember, man, writing isn't easy. It'll take at least 6 months of grueling concentration.
Let me see. Chapter one, page one. I'll be damned, Lindsay, this isn't so difficult. What are you writing?
Chapter one, page one. Well, I'll be damned, Lindsay. This is so difficult. What are you writing?
She is past.
Had a girl, Auntie Mae. You're off and running.
Patrick, do you really think I should? After all, it would take up all my time. I came home just to be with you.
Well, you can't exactly be with me. No women allowed at the dorm.
I forgot you all. You're all grown up now. You don't need me anymore. How do you turn her off? Now, let me see. The most important thing to have is a good beginning.
Who's she supposed to start writing? Admit it?
Why not wait for your collaborator? He's on his way over right now.
Collaboration?
Well, after all, you're only an amateur. I mean, you're not a professional. So naturally, I thought you'd want as much help as we could possibly... Look, Mary Lord Bishop over at my office lined up this fellow who's done a lot of work with women authors.
Oh, God! You don't trust me to write my own life myself! My God, who else could write it? Vera, he wants to give me a ghost!
Not a ghost, more of an editor.
Who? Maxwell Perkins?
Well, I haven't met this fellow O'Banion.
What did you say his name was?
Brian O'Banion.
Oh, God, deliver me. I can see him now. One of those very loose-mouthed Irish tenors.
Mary said he's a good
Oh, do you think I'm going to let some moon-eyed perspire miss a mime and wasp with a lot of miserable Irish wits? Would you give Willa Cather no comedy Irish wit to help her punctuate? Some funny paper cheeks out of Lady Gregory.
Can't you mean? There's a gentleman to see you. A Mr. O'Banion.
Miss Bishop said it might not be amiss if I happened to drop by. Why, you must be the fabulous Mrs. Burnside. I could sense that aura of creativity about you.
Won't you come in, Mr. O'Banion? We were just talking about you. It's so nice of you. Such a really renowned poet to bother with my little scribblings. Do you think we could ever get anywhere? On the book, that is.
Mrs. Burnside, I feel that you and I are going to create something